The most exciting thing for me has been freedom. Freedom to go and do whatever I want, when I want, how I want. And also with that comes a responsibility that actually whatever happens is down to me, not down to anyone else. So absolutely the freedom to go out, to create things financially, business-wise, with my family, live where we want, when we want, for as long as we want, in the type of house we want. So absolutely freedom.
I would say working with a massive variety of people. I did find in the military, you know, you worked with healthy people between the ages of 18 and 50, generally male. And obviously in Civvy Street, there's a much broader range of people, characters, and a totally different ethos and skill set. So I found that a new and exciting challenge.
Anyone would think it would be starting out the business, but it's not. I think it's about having the stability of living in one place for such a long time. I've never had that in my whole life. And having my family grounded and happy to be secure and just in a family environment. That's probably one of the best things I've got.
I think for me, the amount of choice that you have compared to military life has been the single biggest factor and also the single most exciting factor. You get to choose where you live, how often you move, what job you do, when you want to change jobs. And there's a whole raft of decisions which are taken out of your control to a larger degree whilst you're in the forces. And that has changed now that having left the army.
I think the most exciting thing was being the challenge of running my own business. In the military, for obvious reasons, everything's very structured, very organised. You've always got someone to turn to really for help or advice if you need it. Whereas running my own business, everything's new. And although they've done it before, they're not necessarily going to give you all the ins and outs of how to do it properly because they're all trade secrets or whatever. So the challenge of doing it, of being my own boss or trying something new, it's just really exciting. I love it.
For me, it's having control over my own destiny so I could take my career where I want it to go, not where somebody else chooses it to go.
Well, I think trying all the new things that I've tried in terms of my career and just opening up to a whole new world out there, because when I was in the military, I didn't realise all the different options that were going to be available to me. And so I've been on such a, it's nobody's word, but such a journey over the last 5 years, going from one thing to another and expanding my knowledge and everything else. And that's been the most exciting thing. So I've done things I never thought I would ever do.
I think the big difference between Civvy Street and life in the services is the fact that there's so much more, you're sort of free in Civvy Street. You can do really whatever you like. There are very few boundaries, there are a few rules, really. And if you like that sort of thing, and of course not everyone does, then it provides you enormous freedom to do whatever it is you want to do.
Taking control of my own life and being able to plan and do things that I want to do. So I don't have to wait for my career manager to tell me where my next job's going to be. If I want to move job, then I can do it myself. I can plan when I want to go on holiday because I'm not going to be cut short by having to be somewhere else for work. And it's really just been that ability to take control of it myself.
I think for me, the most exciting thing about being in Civvy Street, whether it being employed or running your own business, is just the variety of what's out there and the opportunity to do, you know, a wide range of things rather than being necessarily restricted into a particular channel. You do get that a little bit in employment, but obviously you're employed to a particular job. And you do get pigeonholed a little bit if you're not careful, depending on the job or you go for. Certainly, if you go into running your own business, then obviously it's quite a broad approach you need to start with, because, you know, and any small business starts out, you end up being doing absolutely every single job. So, you know, you're the chief executive officer, you're the salesperson on the road talking to the customers, and you're the bottle washer and shelf stacker if need be. So you do all those sort of things. So that variety is great, and I've really enjoyed that.
So what can you learn from watching that video? Well, the first thing that comes through loud and clear is the fact that there is a sheer amount of variety in Civvy Street. You really can do whatever you want to do. You are not pigeonholed and nobody's going to tell you what you should or could be doing. And the scale of opportunity there is absolutely vast. And so is your new freedom. The freedom to decide where you want to live, how much you want to earn, what job you want to do. It is all down to you. So you have this enormous sense of relief and freedom once you leave the military. And freedom, perhaps, which you've not experienced for quite a number of years. And this can be exciting as well as scary. Exciting in the fact that actually you can do whatever you want to do, but scary in the fact that nobody's going to tell you how or what you should be doing. But this is a real opportunity. This is an opportunity, a chance in a lifetime. You really have an opportunity now to think about the life that you want beyond the military. And yes, you would have had fun in the military, and the military is a wonderful career. But now you have another opportunity to design a life that you really want. So design a lifestyle, not a life sentence. And really, the last thing from this video that you're going is the fact that you are in the driving seat. You decide what happens next. It is up to you. If you want to go and live on a small island somewhere painting watercolors, you can do that. If you want to go and work in a city as an investment banker or something, you can do all these things. But as long as you're clear on what you want to do and have a plan on how to get there, then really you are in the driving seat. So enjoy this opportunity.